Good evening. This is Akash Bani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says GST 2.0 is double dose of support and growth for the nation. Interacts with national awardee teachers in Delhi. Prime Minister Modi holds joint telephonic conversation with presidents of European Council and European Commission. Reaffirm commitment for early conclusion of India-EU FTA and implementation of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. India and Singapore agree to deepen defence technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation and unmanned vessels. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi flags off mobile vans selling subsidized onions at 24 rupees per kg in Delhi, Mumbai, Ahmedabad. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan and Goa tomorrow. And in Asia Cup Hockey Championship, Super 4 match underway between India and Malaysia in Rajgir. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government has brought next generation reforms in GST. Interacting with the national awardee teachers in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said GST 2.0 is a double dose of support and growth for the nation, and GST has become even simpler now.
मीडिया के कुछ साथी इसको जीएसटी 2.0 के रूप में कह रहे हैं, लेकिन असल में ये देश के लिए सपोर्ट और ग्रोथ की डबल डोज है. डबल डोज यानी एक तरफ देश के सामान्य परिवार की बचत और दूसरी तरफ देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को नई मजबूती. नए जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से देश के हर परिवार को बहुत बड़ा फायदा होगा.
मिस्टर मोदी एडेड दैट मिडिल क्लास, न्यू मिडिल क्लास, पुअर, youth and women will benefit with the GST reforms.
अब GST और भी ज्यादा सिंपल हो गया है, सरल हो गया है. GST के मुख्यतः दो ही रेट रह गए हैं, 5% और 18%. और 22 सितंबर सोमवार जब नवरात्र का पहला दिन है और ये सारी चीजों का मातृशक्ति को सत संबंध तो बहुत ही रहता है, और इसलिए नवरात्रि के इस प्रथम दिवस पर GST का जो एक रिफॉर्म वर्जन है, नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म किया हुआ, वो लागू हो जाएगा.
The Prime Minister stated that without timely changes, India cannot get its rightful place in today's global situation.
GST में हुए इस रिफॉर्म का अगर मैं सार बताऊं तो यही कह सकता हूं कि इससे भारत की शानदार अर्थव्यवस्था में पंच रत्न जुड़े हैं. पहला, टैक्स सिस्टम कहीं अधिक सिंपल हुआ. दूसरा, भारत के नागरिकों की क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ और बढ़ेगी. तीसरा, कंजम्पशन और ग्रोथ दोनों को नया बूस्टर मिलेगा. और चौथा, ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस से निवेश और नौकरी को बल मिलेगा. और पांचवा, विकसित भारत के लिए कोऑपरेटिव फेडरलिज्म यानी राज्य और केंद्र की साझेदारी और मजबूत होगी.
The GST Council has unanimously approved rate cuts on scores of items of daily use, making most goods and services cheaper. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. A report.
The government has made significant deductions in GST rates, ensuring ease of financial burden on farmers, boosting rural development and making essential agriculture equipment more affordable. This is in pursuit of uplifting farmers and boosting the agriculture sector. The rate on tractor tires and parts has been cut down from 18% to 5%. Meanwhile, the rates of tractors have been slashed from 12% to 5%. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that labor-intensive industries have been given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from the decisions.
Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions.
Industry bodies also welcome these reforms. Talking to media, managing Managing Director of Amul, Jain Mehta, thanked the government for GST cuts on dairy products.
We are thankful to the Honorable Prime Minister of India and Honorable Finance Minister of India for their landmark decision for reduction in the GST rates of all the food items and particularly the dairy product categories. This move will benefit both the producers and consumers of our country.
Several other utilities, including specified biopesticides, micronutrients, drip irrigation system and sprinklers, alongside various agriculture machines for cultivation, harvesting and threshing, have witnessed reduction from 12% to 5%. With Bhanu Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reform, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, Chandrima Chatterjee, Secretary General, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, said that Indian textile industry is happy with the rationalization of GST rates. She also highlighted its positive impacts on the industry.
Confederation of Indian Textile Industry and a lot of textile associations are very happy with this rationalization of the GST rate, as also the other reforms. I think broadly the first takeaway is the expected increasing in purchasing capacities, both of fast moving goods as also the garments and textiles in specific, which of course will give a good demand pull to the sector.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a joint telephonic conversation with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The leaders emphasized the role of India-EU strategic partnership in jointly addressing global issues, fostering stability and promoting a rules-based order for mutual prosperity. A report.
As the world's largest democratic forces, India and EU share a strong and close relationship built on trust, shared values, and a common vision for the future. The leaders also welcomed progress in bilateral relations in key sectors such as trade, technology, investment, innovation, sustainability, defense, security, and supply chain resilience. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA negotiations and implementation of the IME corridor. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the efforts to bring an end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India and Singapore have agreed to deepen defense technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation, and unmanned vessels. In a joint statement, both the nations decided to continue cooperation in maritime security and submarine rescue, as well as working closely within regional security architectures. The joint statement said, India and Singapore will strengthen cooperation in maritime domain awareness between information fusion centers, including through international liaison officers. Singapore has acknowledged India's interest in the Malacca Straits Patrol with appreciation. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said both the nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries.
हम आसियान के साथ सहयोग और इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति और स्थिरता के जॉइंट विजन को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे आतंकवाद को लेकर हमारी समान चिंताएं हैं हम मानते हैं कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एकजुटता से लड़ना सभी मानवतावादी देशों का कर्तव्य है पहलगाम में हुए आतंकवादी हमले के बाद भारत के लोगों के प्रति संवेदना और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में समर्थन के लिए मैं प्रधानमंत्री वांग और सिंगापुर सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं
Later, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Wang virtually inaugurated the JN Port PSA Mumbai Terminal BMCT Phase 2. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Union Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today flagged off mobile vans selling onions at a subsidized price of 24 rupees per kg in Delhi, Mumbai and Ahmedabad. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Joshi asserted that the government is committed towards the welfare of the farmers and consumers. Highlighting the prioritization of stability in food prices, the minister noted that retail inflation in July fell to 1.55%, the lowest in nearly 8 years. The minister said that the calibrated and targeted disposal of onions from the buffer is an integral part of the government's efforts to control food inflation and maintain a stable price regime. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Gujarat for the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan and Goa for tomorrow. Similar conditions will also prevail at Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Bengal, Uttarakhand and northeastern states. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorm with lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Telangana tomorrow. There has been a slight decrease in monsoon rainfall in Himachal Pradesh today, bringing some relief to the people. However, due to continuous heavy rainfall over the past several days, normal life in the state still remains badly affected. Landslides have left 4 national highways and more than 1,200 other roads blocked, along with 1,885 power transformers and 824 drinking water schemes out of service. A report.
Efforts are underway on a war footing to restore normal life in areas affected by heavy rains in the state. In Chamba district, which has been hit the hardest, the administration has launched a major operation to rescue pilgrims stranded during the Mani Mahesh Yatra. Today, 35 sick and elderly pilgrims were airlifted to Chamba by helicopter. In addition, about 500 other pilgrims are being transported by road. To ensure safety along the difficult trekking routes, personnel from NDRF and other security forces have been deployed. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Punjab is racing against rising waters to control the damage already done by the worst floods the state is facing in recent decades. The state is already on high alert. A report.
The columns of Indian Army, Air Force, BSF, NDRF and NGOs are doing their best to strengthen the bonds and help those affected in evacuating and giving them eatables and other necessary things. Many relief camps are operational to look after the people coming in to stay. State government has released a sum of Rs. 71 crore to deal with the situation. Center has also assured full help to the state in this hour of crisis. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Supreme Court today registered a suo motu case over the lack of functional CCTV cameras in police stations across the country. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta took cognizance of a media report stating that 11 people have died in police custody in Rajasthan during the first 8 months of 2025. On to sports now. India has taken a 3-1 lead against Malaysia in the Super 4 stage game being played at Rajgir International Hockey Stadium in Asia Cup Hockey Championship. After the first half, India has established its control over Malaysia. After the initial blow, the team has exhibited coordinated play against Malaysia. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says GST 2.0 is double dose of support and growth for the nation. Interacts with National Awardee Teachers in Delhi. Prime Minister Modi holds joint telephonic conversation with Presidents of European Council and European Commission, reaffirm commitment for early conclusion of India-EU FTA and implementation of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. India and Singapore agree to deepen defence technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation and unmanned vessels. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi flags off mobile vans selling subsidized onions at 24 rupees per kg in Delhi, Mumbai and Ahmedabad. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan and Goa tomorrow. And an Asia Cup Hockey Championship Super 4 match underway between India and Malaysia in Rajgir. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.